Unable to reach a settlement over leases for the city-owned pit slip property, two businessmen are taking the city of Pensacola to court. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Seville Harbor Incorporated, owned by Ray Russenberger, holds the master lease for the property on which Collier Merrill's Fish House Restaurant and Atlas Oyster Bar are located, as Great Southern Restaurant Group. The city claimed that the eateries owed more than $5 million in payments dating back to the year 2000 when the lease was first signed.
We did have some talks with the city, but it did become apparent that it would be unlikely to get to a resolution through that method, at least at this point.
Attorney Bruce Partington filed the lawsuit Monday in Escambia County Court, requesting that a jury be convened. He says they're seeking relief in two areas.
That our interpretation and everybody's interpretation of the lease and the sublease are the correct interpretations. Basically asking the court to confirm the manner in which the parties have been operating for more than 13 years. And then each of the complaints also has claims for damages based on the improper declaration of default by the city and the effect that that's had on the business operations of each of the parties.
Partington adds that the issues raised with the leases need to be resolved in the short term.
Because they have long-term implications for the businesses that are there, particularly Seville Harbor and Maryland, and then the restaurants that are owned by Great Southern Restaurant Group. And it just creates a great deal of uncertainty for all of those businesses with this issue hanging over their heads.
The city contends that the pit slip lease expired in June. In November, the city threatened eviction if the disputed lease payments were not forwarded. Last month, Collier Merrill, who with his brothers also founded Merrill Land LLC, said they're not going anywhere.
The way the lease is automatic renewal through 2045. So we've got another 30 years. When it renews in 15, we're not going to be evicted. We said if they wanted to sit down and talk about some things, we'd be glad to. But to send a letter like that, trying to get us to the table, and they even admitted, oh, it's just a negotiating tool, a volley. Well, it's not a funny negotiating tool to me.
That $5 million claim was based on a percentage of sales plus interest over the past 13 years. That's calculated to be roughly 1 year's worth of revenues for the two restaurants. Merrill said the city was trying to move the goalposts.
They've got a letter in their file from their attorney back in 08 when this first came up. Pam Childers at the time sent a memo that as she was looking at our audited statements for the year, that is there any way to get percentage sales off those restaurants? John Fleming, their attorney, came back with a letter. No, it's not a subsidiary. It's not a business component of the leasee. Nothing we can do about it.
Defense attorney Nix Daniel was unavailable for comment on Tuesday. City Administrator Colleen Castile issued a written statement late in the day. She said, quote, it would be irresponsible for the city to comment on pending litigation. We will rely on the courts to make this decision, end quote. Last month, the city rescinded its claim to back royalties and interest, but Mayor Ashton Hayward then sent a mixed signal.
The city's position has not changed, and most definitely the city is not backing down.
The mayor read from a prepared statement.
I'm pleased that Mr. Merrill and Mr. Russenberger have now agreed that there are legitimate issues which exist related to the pit slip lease. And because of this agreement, we were able to have an informed discussion. This is a substantial move forward, one in which I will result in the resolution of this matter. And I intend to resolve this matter in the interest of the taxpayers.
Hayward said the lease notice that went out to Great Southern Restaurant Group was only one of a number of similar notices that were sent out in a mass mailing.
Other people got letters concerning leases that leased property from the city, you know, a month ago, close to. People that own property in Port Royal, I think some people got letters. We sent letters out to people that have leases with the city or owe the city money.
Two civil complaints make up the overall case. The first by Seville Harbor and the second filed jointly by Merrill Land and Great Southern Restaurant Group. Attorney Bruce Partington says there's a reason for not combining his clients into one plaintiff.
For example, Seville Harbor has a direct contract with the city, whereas Merrill Land and Great Southern do not. The damages that have been incurred, for example, by Great Southern and the effect on its business is different from the damages and the effect on the business of Seville Harbor.
The city of Pensacola has 30 days to file a response to the lawsuit. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.